before you could buy things in already packaged like we do today, did they ever say this, but you would sell it in bulk, or how would they say that?
Big fun.
Would they say they were going to sell the flour or the cornmeal or the lard?
Well, in a quantity, I think that you would want to buy.
Did you know that then as selling it in bulk?
I don't know.
I was wondering whether you used that expression instead of sack. And then you'd bring it home, and what were some of the things that you'd make out of it?
Well, they made cone pones, what they call hot water bread.
Hot water bread?
That's right,
I've
hot water
heard
bread.
That. Mm-hmm. Would you explain any of these things that come to your mind? I'd appreciate your explaining.
Well, to my recollection, they would boil the water and pour it over the cornmeal. They measure out the amount that they wanted to use. And I think they put a little salt in it. And they would wet the hands and get up a little small amount in the hands and roll it, put it in the pan and mash it out. So make it. That's called cone pones.
Or hot water bread. What else do you remember from the cornmeal?
Well, what they call egg bread. That's called for eggs, buttermilk, or sweet milk, salt, baking powder, and shortening. An amount of shortening.
And that was baked also,
that's
like
right.
The hot water bread.
Right.
Did you make anything on a hot skillet or anything else out of cornmeal that you might put on a hot skillet?
Well, they made what you call, what did they call it? It's just hot water bread fried in the skillet instead of baking, fried in a hot skillet. Let it brown on one side, turn it over, and brown it on the other.
Was that the same thing that some people call hoe cake, I wonder?
Same thing.
Is that right?
Hoe cake, okay.
Well, what's the difference then between hoe cake and batter cake?
Well,
or batter bread.
Now, a batter bread, the batter is thinner than a hoe cake. It makes the batter thinner than you would for a hoe cake.
Is that batter cake or batter bread?
Batter bread.
Batter bread.
Batter bread.
And that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornmeal.
How about corn dodgers? Did you ever hear of them?
Well, I think that was just a slang name they had for it. I don't know.
Or hush puppies? Did you make hush puppies when you were your girl?
No.
That's something that came in later on.
Later on.
How about corn dumplings? Did you ever?
Well, now I didn't ever make any, but my grandmother, she was a old slave.
Is that right?
Yes.
And you remember her?
She reared me.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
My mother died when I was quite young, and my grandmother reared.
You were saying that she made
cone dumplings.
She did.
I can't explain how she did because I was a child then, and I don't know too much about them. But I know she used to make them and drop them in a pot of greens. And that's where she cooked them in greens.
Oh,